With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Barring a sudden turnaround, and that's always possible with Wall Street, it looks like the stock market will be starting off the year with gains.
After taking off the New Year's holiday, U.S. financial markets are open for business in the new year. In 2025, the three major U.S. stock indexes posted double-digit annual gains. For the year, the S&P 500 rose more than 16%, the NASDAQ was up by 20%, and the Dow climbed nearly 13%. It was a roller coaster ride, however, with Wall Street bouncing back from April's low after President Trump's tariffs sparked a meltdown in global markets. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stock futures are higher this morning. The raging fire that swept through a packed Swiss nightclub early New Year's Day claimed around 40 lives, left more than 100 people hurting.
Officials say that most of the injuries are severe. Witnesses spoke of seeing survivors with terrible burns, having been trapped in the basement party space of the Constellation Bar. That's where the blaze is suspected to have begun. Some suffered smoke inhalation wounds from the terrible choking fumes.
Correspondent John Leister. The Trump Kennedy Center is no longer in the red. Rick Grinnell is the center's president and executive director.
When I arrived at the Kennedy Center, we were paying staff with debt reserves. We had no money in the bank. Shows were so woke that people weren't responding. And so now that you have new management and we're cleaning up the place and we're getting more corporate donors and other donors than we've ever had.
He tells the Salem Radio Network the Cultural Center has raised $130 million in just 10 months. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are up 162 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 235. This is SRN News. The Bible gets a trigger warning at one British school.
The University of Sheffield has attached the red flags to portions of the scriptures that are being studied by students in classical literature classes. The trigger warning says that verses recounting Christ's crucifixion and Cain killing Abel, quote, depict graphic bodily injury and sexual violence. This has sparked outrage across England amongst Christians, clergymen, and theologians, many of whom point out the verses in question are not graphic, nor are they sexual. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eight-time Grammy-nominated gospel singer Richard Smallwood has died at 77. His songs were recorded by artists such as Whitney Houston and inspired many, including Chaka Khan, who praised his brilliance and spirit. Smallwood was a music pioneer in multiple ways at Howard University in Washington, where he was a member of the school's first gospel group. After college, he taught music at the University of Maryland. This is SRN News. In college football, Indiana adds to its sports legacy with a Rose Bowl win.
The school, better known for its basketball, has now emerged as a force in Big Ten football, traditionally dominated by rivals like Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. The team was eliminated last year in the first round of the college football playoffs after a turnaround season. Yesterday, they notched a rout of the Crimson Tide, defeating Alabama with a convincing 38-3 victory, moving a step closer toward a national championship bid. They'll play Oregon in one of next week's semifinal games. In the other two Cinderella stories, Miami upset the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes to earn their berth. And last night, Ole Miss upset Georgia to set up a matchup against the Hurricanes. George Williams reporting.
Farmers are now learning how much aid they can look forward to receiving from a $12 billion aid package that President Trump recently announced. The Agriculture Department is out with figures on how much aid per acre farmers can plan. More details at srnnews.com.